Welcome back to 770 CHQR and More Than Money. And Rob, we had a surprise this week. 1% increase on the Bank of Canada rate. That kind of surprised a lot of people. The banks then followed suit by raising their prime lending rate by 1%. And so what are the impacts of this? Let's go right into it. And we've got our guest here to talk about it, Kevin Page, President and CEO of the Institute of Fiscal Studies and Democracy. Kevin, thank you for joining us today.
Good to be with you.
So let's go right into it, Kevin. What will be the impact of these this interest rate hike to Canadians? What do you see transpiring because of it?
Yeah, so I think the impact will be felt over a number of quarters. So this is an impact that, central bankers talk about transmission mechanisms. It takes a number of months, quarters for to feel the full impact. But yeah, I think, obviously we're going to see higher interest rates across the spectrum, higher mortgage rates, consumer rates, business loan rates. And I think this is part of a cycle. So, we've had previous increases. We're going to see continuous increases. So I think expectations are adjusting as we speak right now. So a slowing of the economy would be one impact. And then hopefully a turning down of the arc that we've seen, this sort of high rising inflation rates. It will happen hopefully a number of months down the road.
Kevin, I know there's been a lot of news out there and people are going, okay, why are we seeing these increases? And we see it, right? We know inflation is increasing and this is what, the Bank of Canada has in their toolbox. But maybe give us your insight on why we're seeing these increases and the level that we're seeing.
Yeah, so I think from a central banker perspective that, inflation, they're given the task of trying to keep inflation in a 1% to 3% range. That's, 1% to 3% year-over-year rate of change in the consumer price index. And right now, inflation is probably running on a year-over-year basis just under 8%. So more than two times higher than either upper bound. Interest rates right now, their policy rate is set at 2.5%, which is actually historically still a relatively low rate, even though it comes on top of a very large increase. So they're telling us that they have to normalize their policy rate, that interest rates are just too low given the rate of inflation. And it's having a distorting impact on inflation, on asset prices. So really from their point of view, they're trying to get back to what a normal would actually feel like. But to do so, unfortunately, they're trying to slow the economy down, which is unfortunate. When you do that, that means less output growth. That means higher unemployment.
So Kevin, when you look at these levers that the central banks are doing, they're seeing that they're trying to slow down the economy. It's more of a demand type of initiative. I've got a two-part question for you. How much do you see interest rates rising by? And then the number two question to that is, there's a fiscal side that can happen. Federal governments can, if they stop spending or stop increasing their spending, wouldn't that also help the inflation? Like, can we not have the other side of the equation, the fiscal side, support this to prevent a potential recession or a major slowdown in the economy?
Yeah, it's a great question, Fazal. I think we need a sort of a two-pronged approach. It both involved some type of normalization of policy. So I think with respect to interest rates, the central bank policy rate, I think we're likely to see further increments, probably see it go well to 3%, maybe even above 3% before the end of the year. That's at least another 50 to 75 basis points higher before the end of the year. I think they're also doing something, setting the policy rate is a key lever. The other key lever is their balance sheet. They're trying to, they're doing something called quantitative restricting. So they're reducing the size of their balance sheet. And then with respect to fiscal policy, you're absolutely right. We need to normalize these deficits. The federal deficit this year is estimated to be about $50 billion. It's 2 percentage points of GDP. The economy is operating pretty much on trend. We have a strong labor market. There's no need to run these large deficits. So Minister Freeland, our finance minister, she has to make sure that fiscal and monetary policy are working together. We need to reduce the deficit.
Let's put you in charge of both the Bank of Canada and you're now the Minister of Finance. What would you do if you were in charge of the Bank of Canada right now? And what would you do if you were the Minister of Finance right now?
Well, I certainly wouldn't be taking a holiday. Unfortunately, these are very difficult times. I think you want a signal to households, to businesses, where these policy rates are going. And I think there's a general signal that, you know, that it could be 3% or higher. I think a lot of economists think it needs to be much higher and actually to really to bend the arc on these inflation rates. So I think, you know, in the past, we called it forward guidance. We need to kind of, if I was, you know, the central banker or the governor of the Bank of Canada, I would be saying, I want, you know, unless we have a fundamental change in the outlook, something happens geopolitically that we can't anticipate, that you should expect maybe a 4.5% policy rate. So we're still maybe a good 2 percentage points lower with respect to, you know, these interest rates. And that would pass through again to prime lending rates, to mortgage rates, to household rates. I think it was, if I was the Minister of Finance, Minister Freeland, I was asked to replace her. Again, no holiday there. I think you basically, we saw in our last budget, she's trying to control spending. We didn't get much spending in the last budget. I think she's promised spending reviews. I think we should use these spending reviews and actually to try to reduce the deficit on a faster track. The deficit is coming down. It was more than $100 billion in 2021-22. It's, you know, estimated to be $50 billion this year and $30 billion next year. But that's in the context of a strong economy. We can improve even on that deficit reduction. So yeah, these are difficult times, still an enormous amount of uncertainty. Not easy to, nobody really would want to be the governor of the Bank of Canada and the Minister of Finance in these times, including myself.
One last question for your average Canadian. Let's say they're getting close to retirement. With rising interest rates, inflation the way it is, a potential recession, what's your advice to them?
Well, I would be actually one of those people, you know, with rising inflation, close to retirement. I think you're really, from my perspective, Fazal, I'm not the demographic cohort that we tend to worry about. But yeah, there are seniors that are on fixed incomes. Obviously, they want, you know, they want the governor of the Bank of Canada to achieve his lower interest rates. The people I'm more worried about are the people that perhaps have bought a house in the past couple of years, inflated housing prices, carrying very large mortgages. You know, we potentially could see month-to-month declines in housing prices. And the big concern, I think, out there is just we build up so much household debt, particularly mortgage debt, that this debt is going to get very heavy. It's going to be really difficult for younger people. And really to manage over this next, you know, year period. So, yeah, I think we need the whole economy really to adjust inflation expectations and try to drive these rates down. But again, this is a global problem. It's not a Canadian problem.
Well, there you go. We got some great tips, great advice, some good information from the president and CEO, Kevin Page. He's the president and CEO of the Institute of Fiscal Studies and Democracy. Kevin, thank you once again.
Just a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Well, this is a big problem for many, not only worrying about themselves as they go into retirement, but with their family members. Mm-hmm. How do you protect your retirement while you're supporting your family? You may need to do that. We're going to talk about that at our upcoming seminar, Rob.
Yeah, join us Tuesday, July 19th, 7 p.m. This will be live online. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Still having a passport problem? Well, there's so many more issues to worry about. We're going to talk about that after the break, where we bring the minister from the federal government talking about what's next for passports. Join us after the break on CHQR and More Than Money.